It's the end of an era at the New York Philharmonic this week. Violinist Glenn Dichterow is retiring. He's been the longest-serving concertmaster in the Philharmonic's history. Jeff London spoke with Dichterow and some of his colleagues about his 34-year tenure.
Most people who attend orchestra concerts are somewhat aware of the concertmaster. They enter the stage before the conductor comes on and lead the tuning up. And from the first chair of the violin section, if a piece calls for a violin solo, the concertmaster is the one who plays it.
Glenn Dichterow is the quintessential concertmaster, in my opinion.
Alan Gilbert is the music director of the New York Philharmonic.
The concertmaster, more than any other individual musician in an orchestra, can really affect not just the sound, but the whole attitude, the whole approach to music. And I don't think you'll ever hear anyone say a bad word about Glenn. He's loved by all his colleagues.
When Glenn Dichterow joined the New York Philharmonic in 1980 at the age of 31, he was the youngest concertmaster in the orchestra's history. Since then, he's played in more than 6,000 concerts with more than 200 conductors. Dichterow says a big part of his job is political.
It's how you get along with your colleagues, how you solve problems, be it a problem that involves two people not getting along or somebody not really doing their job as far as being part of the team. You have to sort of take care of those kind of things. And let's say we have a guest conductor who basically rubs people the wrong way. It's my job to make peace. And everybody needs to get along to make gorgeous music. That's the bottom line.
Dichterow came to New York from Los Angeles at the invitation of Zubin Mehta. The orchestra then was mostly made up of men and had a reputation for being somewhat cantankerous.
The old guard, as they called them, they said what they felt right away, and if somebody was on the podium that they didn't quite like, and they would tell them off. Sometimes they didn't get along, and there was some pushing and shoving matches.
Dichterow says there are maybe three or four people left from those days. Now it's a more diverse group, and the orchestra is more than 50% women. Dichterow thinks these musicians are more flexible and open, and several of them, including conductor Alan Gilbert, are his former students.
I don't have an exact body count, but I think it's, I would venture to say it's about 11.
One of those former students, Lisa Kim, is associate principal second violin. She says Dichterow taught her more than just musical lessons.
The positive energy that he has really affects the whole orchestra on stage. And I didn't really realize that at the time. I mean, you play well and that's fine, you know, that's all you need. But it's more to it than that.
Dichterow has a fondness for all four Philharmonic music directors he's played under, but he holds a special place in his heart for the late Leonard Bernstein, who was the Philharmonic's music director emeritus during the 1980s.
I just heard a sound coming out of the orchestra that was magical, and I don't know where it was coming from. It was like from heaven.
Dichterow has made Bernstein's Serenade one of his signature pieces over the years. He first played it with Bernstein conducting. The composer initially felt Dichterow's playing was too romantic. He thought of this work as neoclassical.
Meanwhile, there's nobody who's emoting more on the podium than he. In the 2D sections, he's jumping up and flailing and, you know, neoclassic my butt.
But Dichterow says Bernstein eventually came around. After he retires from the Philharmonic, Dictorot's going to move to Los Angeles to teach at USC's Thornton School of Music, while continuing to play chamber music and perform as a soloist with orchestras. But he says he'll miss his colleagues.
They got to be a family. I'm going to miss it, but now I'm going to be coming to the concerts and not have to practice.
He still has a little more practicing to do. Glenn Dictorot will be performing the Beethoven Triple Concerto with principal cellist Carter Bray and Philharmonic Artist-in-Residence Yefim Bronfman through this Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.